This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. It's yet another Sunday, which means yet another trade. Well, I guess three more trades for Howie Roseman. I remember last Sunday we talked about the John Mechie trade and we were like, this is your day to relax, prepare for the week. Not Howie Roseman. He made three trades today. Feels like the trade deadline with this guy at the end of training camp, trying to shore up the roster. And we will break down all the moves. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate five stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Man, we thought the Mechie trade was like, all right, you know, Howie's good for one trade in August. He does them often every year. Maybe this is just the one, but he is on a rampage right now of trades to get this roster together as roster cuts approach this coming Tuesday. So the first trade of the day we will talk about, Eagles brought in a veteran quarterback to back up Jalen Hurts in the event that Tanner McKee cannot be available for week one. Tanner McKee dealing with a thumb injury, I believe it is, on his throwing hand. I think it's a fractured thumb. That was what was reported earlier today. And I think that's part of the reason. I also think another part of the reason why Howie made this trade is because Colin McCord and DTR are just awful. Hence why DTR was waived earlier in the day and McCord didn't do anything. We'll talk about that in a second. Didn't do anything to inspire any confidence in his opportunity to impress the team, which is why the Eagles went ahead and brought in quarterback Sam Howell. They acquired Sam Howell from the Minnesota Vikings as well as a 2026 sixth-round pick. They gave Minnesota a 2026 fifth-round pick and a 2027 seventh-round pick. The Eagles have an abundance of picks they can use at their disposal to bring in whoever they want, and they use these ones to go ahead and bring in another quarterback. I believe the picks are conditional, but we're not aware of what the conditions are yet, so we'll find that out at a later date. But as of now, we're not sure. Those are the picks for now. We'll see what the parameters are later on. Like we mentioned, Tanner McKee has been sitting out of practice for a little bit. He injured his hand, and now there are some reports saying he might not be available for week one. And now NFL Network's Mike Garofalo reported earlier today, I think it was Garofalo or Pelissero, one of the two, that said that it's actually not a long-term injury. There's not much concern for McKee to miss extensive time, and this could be a reflection of they just don't really want the offense in Colin McCord's hands if Jalen Hurts gets hurt for week one or however long that Tanner McKee is out for. And I can't really blame him. McCord had a pedestrian preseason finale, completed just 15 of 35 passes for 136 yards and an interception. DTR didn't even play in the game, so he was just probably already cut in their minds by that point. So McCord likely be brought back on the practice squad. It was so bad that I was convinced that when roster cuts came, the Eagles would only keep two quarterbacks. It was just going to be Hurts and Tanner McKee, and they'll figure out the rest. Maybe one of them on the practice squad and cut the other. But now with Howell here, I assume Howell will make the roster, and they'll keep Kyle McCord as kind of this developmental project on the practice squad. I don't think anybody is chomping at the bit to go ahead and go get Kyle McCord on their team. So McCord will probably stick around on the practice squad. So Tanner McKee's actual injury details, I have it here. Suffered a fractured thumb. Isn't expected to keep him out long. and the Eagles would have made the Sam Howell trade anyway. So Howie taking a good look at his talent on the at the QB position, didn't feel confident in McCord or DTR, saying if McKee's not here week one and Jalen Hurts goes down, God forbid, at some point in the game, we don't want McCord leading the offense in an actual game where games matter. I don't think we want to do that yet. So this is why Sam Howell is here. Not that Sam Howell is much better of an option at this point. He was a fifth round pick by the Commanders, we all know, in 2022. Only a 5-13 record as a starter. His career stats, 62% completion, 22 touchdowns, 23 interceptions, a 77.5 passer rating. And then he was kind of passed around after that. He went to the Seahawks in 2024. He was traded to the Minnesota Vikings back in April. So he's already getting the journeyman treatment after just a few years in the league. But you know fairly quickly as a quarterback of how what your career is going to look like. And it looks like Sam Howell is going to be just a depth piece. Not really good enough to be a backup. But hey, if I don't think he's going to see much regular season action throughout the rest of his time in the NFL. Actually, the only memory I have of Sam Howell as of this moment was when he threw the game-tying touchdown to Jahan Dotson, funny enough. And back in 2023 season, I think it was. I think that was when it took place. And it sent the game to overtime, and it was just a bad situation all around. The Eagles ended up winning it. I think Jake Elliott kicked like a 54-yard field goal to win it. But it was a stressful situation. The game should have never went to overtime. And hey, Howell has a friend in Jahan Dotson here now. Maybe they can reconnect and talk some things through and remember the good old days of those guys being the front runner of the franchise, the face of the franchise at the time. Dotson was WR1 back then. Well, not really. Terry was there. But Dotson was a focal point of the offense at the time. Sam Howell was running the offense. So they can probably have fun and talk about those times. But I did write when I was writing about the Kyle McCord performance. I was writing that, hey, If McKee isn't ready for the season opener, then I think the Eagles should probably consider outside options. And then I saw who the outside options were, and I was like, well, maybe they will trade for somebody. I just didn't know who was really available. The only free agent that obviously caught anybody's attention was Carson Wentz, and the Vikings kind of made that swap today. They got rid of Sam Howell, and they signed Carson Wentz. And now Wentz will be J.J. McCarthy's backup in Minnesota. So a lot of QB shuffling. Howie's always making sure the QB position is where it needs to be for the Philadelphia Eagles to make sure that they are never in a position where the offense cannot function. So, hey, Sam Howell's won games, only five NFL regular season games in his career, but maybe he can win some more. Like, worst case scenario, if he has to play some snaps in the regular season. Let's hope we never have to be in a reality where that is the case. But that is the extent of that trade, Howie giving up some picks to bring in quarterback Sam Howell, bringing in division rival, a guy that he's seen enough of to know his body work and be like, all right, there's worse guys out there than Sam Howell. Not many, but there are worse guys out there than Sam Howell. But that is funny all around. Hey, if the Eagles play the Vikings again in the NFC Championship game and beat them this year, and Carson Wentz has to watch Jalen succeed yet another time, that's also a possibility. So that's fun to think about as well. Another trade Howie made today. The Eagles reacquired offensive tackle Fred Johnson from the Jacksonville Jaguars in exchange for a 2026 seven-round pick. A trade I didn't see coming. I didn't think the Jaguars were really willing to give up Fred Johnson because you can never have enough tackle depth in the NFL. The Eagles desperately needed a reliable swing tackle. And Fred Johnson has a proven track record. You know, he's been with the team before. He showed out last season. Not really showed out. He held up against Trey Hendrickson, Myles Garrett, when he had to come in when some other guys went down last year. And the Eagles are very familiar with him, obviously. Fred Johnson was part of that Super Bowl roster last year. So how he parts with a seventh rounder instead of just paying Johnson like he probably should have did in the offseason. And in the long run, like in the end, it probably saved Howie maybe like $120,000 signing bonus. Well, they might need that money. Who knows? But I think it might have saved them that. Howie's probably like, I will gladly give up a seventh instead of paying out $120,000 signing bonus for this guy. But he brings back Fred Johnson, who counts for maybe $1 million against the cap. And Fred Johnson, very, very familiar with the guys along the offensive line. And if Lane Johnson or Jordan Mailata or somebody goes down, then Fred Johnson will be able to go in there and be able to hold up his end. He's shown that he did it last year, and the Eagles feel comfortable with him. That's why they did their third trade of the day. They traded away Darian Kennard to the Packers immediately after that trade for a 2027 sixth round pick. Darren Kennard, I feel like, is a guy that the Eagles valued because they always value versatility, and Kennard played right tackle, right guard, left guard for them throughout camp and the preseason. So I thought that he could be a potential maybe backup to Brett Toth. If Brett Toth is going to be in Dickerson, this is if Dickerson doesn't play, but Brett Toth could be the left guard. And then I thought Darren Kennard was going to back him up if that was the week one scenario. But I think Dickerson's on track to play week one. That's what it's looking like on the surface anyway. But they went ahead and gave up Darren Kennard to the Packers. And hey, if history repeats itself, the Packers are already Super Bowl champions because Kennard is one of only two players to ever win three consecutive Super Bowls. That is an insane resume for a guy who's only 25 years old. I see what the Packers are doing here. I see how the Packers are playing it. They're like, we are going to try and get every advantage if we can. So let's go get Darren Kennard, put him on his roster, get that guy with the championship pedigree, somebody who's won three straight rings before 25 years old, and put him on this roster. So I see Matt LaFleur. I see what's going on over there. But they shipped out Darren Kennard, bringing Fred Johnson. And while we are in the process of bringing back guys we should have paid, can we do the same for Isaiah Rodgers? Because Isaiah Rodgers is also a guy Howie Roseman probably should not have let go, because the alternative options at cornerback don't look so great at the moment. Kelee Ringo, Ja'Quarian Bennett played a few more snaps in that preseason game. I think the one breakup he had, he got to the receiver very early, bumped into him before the ball got there. It wasn't called, so you know, who am I? But we'll see whatever happens. Dory Jackson's probably starting week one, so we'll see how all that shakes out. But Isaiah Rodgers was a better option than all of those guys, and how he didn't bring him because they were very bullish on Kelee Ringo, and they had reason to be, and that just doesn't seem to be the reality at the moment. So in summation, when you look at all the trades that Howie has made so far this offseason, he has let go of Thomas Booker, tight end Harrison Bryant, and Darian Kennard, and in return, he has gotten Ja'Quarian Bennett, John Mechie, Sam Howell, and Fred Johnson. Obviously, draft picks are also in the mix of all that, but those, from a player standpoint, those are the guys he has shipped in and out, and how he's always wheeling and dealing, even in August. So that is always fun stuff from Howie Roseman. Three trades on a Sunday, man. If you think Sundays are lazy days and they're house upkeep days, not how he is on the phones. I don't think we spoke about this yet since the last podcast. I'm not sure. I don't want to skip it, but Johnny Wilson being done for the year is certainly a bummer. He's going to have season-ending surgery on his knee and ankle after going down in practice last week. And Johnny Wilson, slow start to camp. I was on this pod a few weeks back saying, I don't know if he's on the roster if the season starts tomorrow. He's not catching a lot of things. I don't know. There's guys out playing him. I'm not sure if he's going to make the roster. But boy, that first preseason game, three catches, 73 yards. And then he followed that up with really strong practices. And I was like, all right, he's on the roster. He's going to be the fourth guy. He's going to continue his dirty role and do everything that Nick Sirianni loves his big guys to do downfield and blocking and make sure that he does all that. And now getting hurt now and missing the year, that's tough for a guy who played, you know, a significant amount of snaps last season. I think he played 34% of the offensive snaps, right around 400. That's going to have to be replaced. And there's not really a guy on the roster right now that I can think of that really plays that dirty role, that really does the blocking stuff that Sirianni loves, not the Zach Pascal stuff. Like, John Mechie doesn't really do that, to my knowledge. So I don't know who's going to fill that gap. Maybe that's another trade Howie will make in the coming days, maybe getting some guy in here who can fill that role for Nick Sirianni. But, you know, Johnny Wilson is a young guy. He's going to have his chance to bounce back and to, you know, develop the way he should be. It is just a bummer to see young guys like that, especially when they're trending upwards to get hurt and you know, stunt all that. So that is unfortunate. Our prayers go to Johnny Wilson. Hope he has a speedy recovery and gets back on the field. Nobody wants to see that. But with that injury, it opens things up now for Darius Cooper and Anai Smith to potentially make the roster behind John Mechie. Those were guys that we weren't really sure who was going to be the odd man out. Did Anai do enough? Is his special teams prowess valued enough to keep him on the roster? Darius Cooper, do you think his summer magic will translate to the NFL and actual games? And then John Mechie came in and threw a wrench in all of that. So now I think when we see the final 53, not the final 53, because the quote unquote final 53 is never actually final. It gets tweaked and all that before the actual game. But I think as of now, the six receivers we will see on the roster is AJ, Devontae, Jahan, Mechie, Darius Cooper, Ananias Smith, and they all have similar skeletons. They're all quick guys. They all, you know, can line up in different spots. Johnny Wilson really did provide a different dimension in that wide receiver room, and now they kind of lose that. So we will see if any tweaks are going to be done in that regard and who may be brought in here to be another blocking man for this offense that predicates itself so much on the run. Those are important things for that offense. And Johnny, I think, played an important part in that. So we'll see what happens. So while we're on the topic of John Mechie, made a quick impact in the final preseason game. McCord targeted him twice. Mechie made a contested 14-yard catch on the first offensive play from scrimmage. So, you know, got integrated quickly, made sure he got the ball and got up out of there. He played 17 snaps, but I was very intrigued with where he lined up. He lined up outside, and he was also in the slot. And not even that, he was even set in motion a few times. And I think that's important because if you can give your guys different opportunities and different alignments, I think that they can thrive in that kind of thing. And Mechie is a guy that certainly can move around and shift around and do certain things within the offense. And I think Anaya Smith has that ability too. He showed a lot of that in college. So I think there's a lot of tools in place in this offense that Kevin Pitullo can get creative with. And I really do want to see how much John Mechie plays a role throughout the season because he's so talented. And seeing him in his routes and his breaks, and he's a fluid guy if he stays healthy. He just, you know, couldn't tie it all together in Houston. I think that he does have an opportunity here to do some special things. So I am very excited to see what John Mechie does. Not much of an offseason, you know, we talked about all of that. Jahan is doing his part to kind of walk him through the situation and empathize with him because Jahan Dotson was John Mechie last offseason, and Jahan is making sure that, you know, Mechie's caught up in the playbook and digests it all and gets and grasps it a little faster than maybe Dotson did last year. So good on him for that. But yeah, roster cuts coming up on Tuesday. I think 4 p.m. is the deadline. We're all very excited to see, you know, we can gauge pretty much who like 47, 48 of the players are going to be. It's just those fringe roster bubble guys who are going to be, you know, the fun ones that we circle with. Darius Cooper going to still be a fun story. We'll see. I'm very excited to see how that roster goes. Just wanted to make sure I got up here and talked about these trades because as I sat down to record, another one happened and then another one happened and I was like, oh my goodness. But new Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Sam Howell, the return of Fred Johnson and Darren Kennard is no longer a Philadelphia Eagle, trying to win his fourth straight Super Bowl now with the Green Bay Packers. We'll see if the legacy continues. Hopefully not, but that's just a fun story. Man, if I had three Super Bowls at 25, you couldn't tell me anything. Just fun, hilarious stuff. Be sure to subscribe to the Philly Pod on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod. I did get my new schedule for work, so my programming schedule moving forward for the season is I'm going to do post. Well, I guess we'll play it by ear on Sundays, but the way I have it mapped out right now is we'll do like post-game stuff on Monday. Wednesday, we'll do deeper dive analysis on the game and talk about whatever injury news or whatever news is going on at the time. And then Friday will be our previews. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday is kind of how I have it mapped out at the moment. So appreciate you guys for your patience and adapting to my ever-changing schedule in life. But that is sort of how it goes. Subscribe to everything on the platforms. Follow me at the Philly Pod on all social media platforms, and be sure to follow all my written work at Eagles Wire on USA Today. I will catch you guys on the next one, probably Tuesday. I work till 7, but I will be sure to come up here and talk after work to break down the 53-man roster. It's always a fun time. Until the next one, y'all. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.